And this is Bridget's new theme song for Weather and Ag and Focus.
Is it just the days when I'm driving or sitting in my pickup?
That's it. Yep. Okay. Want to welcome everybody to Weather and Ag and Focus. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, along with our wonderful, talented Ag Director Bridget Riedel, who is on the road again. Where yet today, Bridget?
Marion, North Dakota. Our sound engineer, Addison, wondered if we should start having prizes when folks can guess where I am based on the background, or if they see my pickup pulled over somewhere and know I'm on air and send pictures to the studio.
We can give a prize away, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Do a prize if people can find me.
Instead of where's Waldo, where's Bridget? I like it.
Today I'm in Marion, North Dakota. So for those who don't know, go get your maps out. I am not that far from Valley City or Jamestown, kind of halfway between, and then south about 20 miles.
Gotcha. I was out in all the way out in Watford City over the weekend. First it was Rapid City, and then we went up to Watford City, and then back home. There's a lot of driving this weekend. I am tired.
Okay.
Tired of
being
in the car.
So Dean tells me he's going to go on this trip. He says, yeah, we're going to Rapid City. Then we're just going to buzz up to Watford City before we come home. And I said, have you looked at a map? Have you got any idea what this looks like? You know, I don't. And Dean's reply to me was, I don't really like long road trips. Hey, yeah. I have got a little story to tell you.
Man.
But you made it. You made it back.
Did, yeah. Rapid City, haven't been there in years. Just what a beautiful, the Black Hills and Spearfish Canyon, and just it's so beautiful out there. And you get up into Watford City and just open country in the Badlands, just south of Watford. It was just a gorgeous trip. Just being in the car that long is, I'll fly. I'll fly.
Well, it's a day of so many things. Dean's driving, never know where I'm at. And we've got a guest to kick things off right away today. Has Jocelyn Berkland joined you in studio today, Dean?
Yes, she is here with us. And welcome,
Excellent.
Jocelyn.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
All right. And well, why don't you introduce her a little more, Bridget? And
sure. In a fun way, Jocelyn is a returning guest. She is an FFA member from the Enderlin FFA chapter, and I found out that they have been doing a project for one of their fellow students. So this is where you get to tell us a little bit about your classmate, Jocelyn, and what your FFA chapter stepped up to do.
Yeah, so Luke Wall is an eighth grader at our school, and on October 4th, our football team was playing in Mayville. And Luke had a really scary injury where he was tackling the opponent with the ball, and someone's helmet hit the back of his leg. So he was taken to the Mayville ER, then taken to Fargo ER, and then he ended up in Minneapolis. And doctors noticed that he did not have a pulse on the bottom of or the lower end of his leg, so he needed immediate surgery. And what they actually did was they took an artery from his right leg and put it into his left leg so that he has flow to that part. And he also lost a lot of tissue and muscle in that leg. So he's been in the hospital. He was in there for 25 days, and he's home now. But still quite a big deal, quite a big struggle.
Wow.
So what our
huge.
Yeah. What our chapter decided to do was hold a fundraiser. So at any PGA location, which would be Lisbon, Enderlin, Sheldon, or Marion, you can...
And let me just hold on just a second, Jocelyn. For those who don't know, PGA means Plains, Grains, and Agronomy. They're a local agronomy company. And you're right. Then go ahead with their locations where they receive grain.
Yes, you're right. Thank you. At any of these locations, you can donate bushels of grain. And I know in Enderlin, there is a place at the probe where you can speak to people in the office and let them know how much you want to donate. That works at any of the locations. And I know as of Friday, people have donated $3,800 already.
Wow. And your goal, awesome. Jocelyn?
We haven't exactly decided on a goal, but we just want to be the support for the Wall family, and this will go through the end of November.
Oh, okay. So right now, for anyone who's hauling in, and let's review, you said which locations? You said Enderlin. Marion?
Yep, Marion.
Yep, go ahead.
Sheldon.
And which other one? Okay, so there's four potential locations that folks could drop off, and all they have to do is designate how many bushels that they want to go to this fundraiser?
Yes. And then all this money is going into an account that will go to Enderlin FFA, and then FFA will donate all of it to the Wall family.
With this, can it be any crop? We've got a lot of corn that's coming in, but if folks are hauling soybeans or anything like that, can it be a designated of any crop they haul in?
Yes. It's been mostly soybeans and corn, but yes, anything.
Awesome. So do you know if you have a matching donor? As someone said, you know what, if you raise $3,000, I'll match you with another $3,000 or anything like that? Or should we be asking for that donor right now?
That would be pretty great.
I'm sure Bridget can get somebody to step up, I would hope.
I'm going to see what I can do. And I just really have to commend you, Jocelyn. First of all, FFA helps students work on their philanthropy, meaning that it really helps you understand community service, working for others, charitable acts. And this is certainly one of them. And tell us a little bit about what you have done as a chapter, besides your work for the Wall family, but what else are you maybe doing throughout your community?
I know that our chapter helps a lot with Sunfest Days in Enderlin. That is one thing. And our chapter has started a community garden, actually. We did that this past summer. And so that's been fun, and we've been working on that and hoping to get a greenhouse someday so that we can better serve the community. So that would be wonderful.
How does your community garden work? You guys plant it, raise it, take care of it, and others can just simply help themselves? Or how do you do that?
Yes. So we had a garden committee. There was a few of us mainly who worked in the garden. We planted it, and we harvested all the produce, and then we told people on Facebook, you can come by and free will donation. You can take whatever you want. And I would say it was pretty successful.
Wow.
And Bridget, you know, you were looking for a guest host. I know you, and I think we found our guest host. I don't even think you have to look anymore.
Well, I was going to say, Jocelyn, are you familiar with the fact that we are looking for students to come in to do exactly what you're doing?
Yes, I kind of forgot about that for a moment, but yeah, a couple of people have mentioned that to me, so I need to look into that, definitely.
I think you might do pretty well with all of this. So, Jocelyn, what are some of the other things that you do within FFA? Any offices or contests that you participate in?
Yes, so I remember when I was here in February, I had mentioned that I was the historian and I wanted to move up to be the vice president and eventually president. And I had forgotten that I said this, but now I'm the vice president. So
good for you.
So hopefully next year I'm looking forward to being the president, because our president is a senior this year. And right now I am working on parliamentary procedure. So that contest is November 20th, I believe. So our team has been working on that, and it's been a lot of work. But I'm excited to see what happens.
I am very excited to see what happens. I will tell you, that's one of my favorite contests, to be honest. Very excited. You know, also, since Jocelyn's here representing the FFA, a little recap. Many of you knew that Saturday night was the North Dakota FFA Foundation Gala. It was held in Fargo at the Holiday Inn. This is a fundraiser for the foundation to bring together more dollars that we use for college scholarships, travel stipends when students participate at national convention, helping to fund contests at the state convention, but also when there are times that students need help buying their FFA jackets, the foundation can be a part of that. We had the chance, as a group of people, about 200 attendees, raised just over $60,000 on Saturday night for the foundation that will be going directly to students.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. Wow.
Very, very happy. So, Jocelyn, thank you. And as you here have started this fundraiser and you're trying to help the Wall family, what are some last things that you want people to know? And let's just reiterate again where they can donate, what locations, what crop, how long you're running the fundraiser.
Yes. So the fundraiser goes through the end of November. You can donate at any of the four locations, which include Enderlin, Sheldon, Marion, and Lisbon. And you can donate any crop between, soybeans and corn. I would greatly encourage you to consider. It's been a good fundraiser.
And if they want to drop off cash, can they do that as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a great question. Would they do that at PGA, or would you rather they reach out to the FFA chapter, Jocelyn?
I think it could be either or. Okay. We haven't thought that completely through, but yeah, either or would work.
See, she's such a good vice president. She's making decisions right there.
Right? See? It's great.
Oh, that's outstanding. Thanks for joining us today, Jocelyn. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.
And we got another guest coming up, don't we, Bridget?
We have two more coming up. It's going to be a busy day. And so we are going to be joined by Don Hartman. He is the president of the Outstanding Farmers of America. And then Mary Johnson. She is the National Outstanding Farmers of America Award Coordinator. What's the Outstanding Farmers of America? I don't know for sure. I know a friend of mine in Nebraska won an award from them this year, but I don't know enough. And I bet most of our listeners don't either, Dean. I guess
we're going to find out, though.
I think so.
So don't go anywhere. Quick break here, and then we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Welcome back to Weather and Ag in Focus. We are so glad that you are here today. Thanks again to Jocelyn Berkland joining us from the Enderlin FFA chapter to share the grain donation fundraiser that they are doing for one of the other students in the Enderlin school who was injured in a football game earlier this year. And again, if you want to be donating through any of the Plains Grains and Agronomy sites, there's four of them that you can be offering how many bushels you'd like to donate to that fundraiser for these students. Big thanks to Great Harvest Bread Company. They're one of our sponsors, and today was not the day that they brought lunch in for us, but soon, Dean, very soon they'll be bringing us lunch.
I hope so.
and possibly the new potato fennel thyme bread. I don't think I can say that very fast, but that sounds awesome. For their breads and cookies, remember they make so many fresh things every day. Stop and see the Great Harvest Bread Company. If you're in the field, if you're hauling grain, if you are planning a meeting, they are an excellent spot for you to pick up items for those events. And we've got more guests coming in today. I am excited to introduce that with us is Don Hartman. He's the Outstanding Farmers of America president, and Mary Johnson. She is the National Outstanding Farmers of America Award Coordinator. Folks, thanks for joining us today. And I got to ask, hopefully Don's able to help me out with this. Many people have heard of a variety of farmer organizations, but not a lot of familiarity with this one. Tell us more about it.
Well, the Outstanding Farmers of America program was started by the USJCs back in the 50s, I believe. And it's the oldest running awards program in the United States. And it was started in, I think, 54 or 55, if I'm correct. And they got candidates from all over the United States. And it's just to recognize the accomplishments of some outstanding young farmers and to recognize their hard work and to award people for their efforts. And it's been a great experience. My wife and I were national winners in 2006, and we had young kids, and we didn't come back for a few years, and then we got started coming back. They held the conference here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is about 250 miles from me. I'm in the southern part of New Mexico, and we went back, and we had such a great time, met some wonderful people, and we kept going back, and I guess that kind of led to them asking me to come on board as an officer, which has been a really rewarding experience for me. So John Deere is one of our main big sponsors, and we have an awards congress. We have five or six, I don't have it in front of me because I'm out in the field picking cotton right now, but there's five or six regions around the United States. Mary may have more info than I do on that, but we move it to a different region every year. And last year we were in Bellingham, Washington. This year we're going to be in Des Moines, Iowa. And we've had winners from almost every state in the union. We have farmers of every kind. We have floriculture. We have the corn and soybean guys, cotton people. You know, I'm a vegetable farmer, but also grow cotton. We have people that have been oyster farmers and kelp farmers. So, yeah, we're pretty diverse in our organization, and we just recognize, want to recognize all of the young farmers that are out there.
That's great. And Don, just real quick, where do you farm at?
I am in Deming, New Mexico. Ooh. I am 30 miles off of the Mexican border in the southwest corner of the state. And I grow onions, the famous Hatch green chili.
Mm.
We grow grain sorghum and cotton and a little bit of hay.
And Don, don't be afraid to turn your camera around and show us your cotton picker, because honestly, for those of us on the live stream, that is a fascinating piece of equipment. Look at that. The cotton picker, to my understanding, has the most moving parts of any piece of farm equipment out there.
Wow.
Yeah, I tell people working on a cotton picker is like trying to fish a badger out of a bucket of grease barehanded.
Oh, let me write that down.
If you see those are spindles, and it's like twisting it's like getting your shirt caught in a drill bit. It just wraps that cotton up, and then it's got some other parts in it that basically untwist that, or they spin in the opposite direction and take the cotton off, and then the suction fan blows it up into the basket there. And there's where I'm currently working at, if you can see those that are on video. But anyway, I got lucky and pulled out to the end just in time to shut it off and get on with you guys.
This is awesome. Does that kick out a bale at the back, or do you just combine it and then you take it to something that bales it?
This particular machine, I go to a module builder, which is like a huge garbage disposal, and it just packs it. I dump it into that, and it packs it. It's a long ways off. I don't know if you can see it over there.
Okay.
Or not, but it basically packs it into a big module bale, they call it, or a module. And then there's a truck comes out with a live bottom, and that live bottom trailer pulls it in with the chain on the floor, and then it goes from there to the gin to get the seed out and the leaves out, and then it's packed into a smaller bale and then goes to market from there. So yeah, there's a lot of moving parts in a cotton picker.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to talk about cotton yet, probably even Hatch chilies and so much more, but I also want to make sure to introduce Mary Johnson. She is the award coordinator for the organization. And Mary, I've been notified that I know several of your award winners, at least nominees. Quentin Keneally is one of them. Chad and Heather Faring from North Dakota have been one of them. How do folks get to be a part of the organization and even get nominated for this type of an award?
We have a nomination process. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Okay. We have a nomination process. And nominations have to be made by September 1st of the year. And anyone can nominate one of these farmers. In the past, yes?
No, that's okay. Go ahead, Mary.
It has been JC members. We have extension agents who nominate people. And we have other farmers, other members of the OFA who do nominate people. So it's... Once you're nominated, then we go through the nomination forms to make sure people qualify, because the criteria is you have to be between the ages of 21 and 40, not reaching mm-hmm. age 41 by January 1st of the upcoming conference. And from the nominations, we choose 20 to 25 semifinalists, and a semifinalist form is sent out to those people. Some elect to fill it out, others decide they've got other things coming on and they can't possibly get it done. So this year, I think we have close to 20 semifinalists that I'm turning into the judges, and five judges go and judge these semifinalists based on their progress in their ag career, their community service, and their conservation work. And that's how we choose. Then the 10, we take the scores from those judges and choose 10 finalists to attend the conference coming up in February.
Wow. Okay. I have a ton more questions for both Don and for Mary, and I know Dean does too. We're at the bottom of the hour, 1:30 in the afternoon. We're going to touch base on some news, but when we return, we want to continue to answer those questions. And above all, give us the questions from those of you who are listening. If you're listening and want to talk and ask some things of Don and Mary, you can reach us on the Red Wing Shoe Line, 701-293-9000. And I know for sure I'm going to get a lot more cotton questions, but we also got to know where Mary's at and where she's farming. So let's get that all accomplished when we come back. Welcome to Weather and Ag in Focus. And we have the great fortune of having with us Don Hartman. He is the president of the Outstanding Farmers of America. And Mary Johnson, she is the National Outstanding Farmers of America Award Coordinator. Now, Mary, Don let us know that he's picking cotton in New Mexico. Where are you? And what's going on for you today?
I am in eastern Nebraska between Omaha and Lincoln, and we raise corn and soybeans and seed soybeans for various seed companies. The seed soybeans are soybeans that farmers will plant next year. So we have to go and isolate those varieties. We have to clean out after we harvest a certain variety, and then the seed companies come and they pull samples and they test for germ, they test for purity. And then they will call us when they want to have these bagged for the upcoming year. And Marlon, my husband, and I were named national winners in 1989. So it was a long time ago. And he has not missed a single conference. I have had to miss a few conferences because I worked for a major corporation, Syngenta and the legacy companies, being an agronomist and selling herbicides to farmers for 40 plus years.
And Mary, we got an email question from one of our listeners asking, how did you get involved in this organization?
The Waverly JCs had nominated us to fill out an award, fill out the actual application. So we filled it out, and then we were named state winners. We went to a state banquet. There were, I think, 14 other couples, if I recall. And I can remember we went to Wendy's right before the banquet. It was in Norfolk, Nebraska. And my husband and I shared a Frosty, and we said, you know, if we don't go any further, we've had a lot of fun. This is a great way of networking. And then that night, they named us as the Nebraska winner, the state winner that would go on to national. And I don't think there was a single picture of me where I wasn't crying because I couldn't believe it. There were so many great candidates. And so we went to Tuscaloosa, Alabama in February, and we were completing our final application, and we were doing that New Year's Eve. We didn't go out, but we had a bottle of Asti Spumante sitting there, and we couldn't touch it until we actually got the application completed to what we wanted. And so then we finally opened up the bottle of Asti Spumante once we had it the way we wanted it. And then at Tuscaloosa, Alabama, we were named one of four national winners out of 38 states represented.
That's great. And
wow.
What's the prize package? What do the farmers win?
The finalists get an all expense paid trip to the conference. They get their registration paid. They get their room paid for. There's lots of tours. There's lots of networking. There's speakers. And then the four national winners. And I need to back up here a minute because when the finalists go to the conference, they will be involved in an interview with the judges, a face-to-face interview. The judges will ask several questions, and they will be scored on those questions also. So their semifinalist score plus their score with the interview equals their final score, and that's how the four national winners are chosen. They get a plaque. They get a cash award. And they also get to go back to Washington, D.C. the following year during Ag Week to speak with the representatives and talk ag policy.
So and when you said that about Ag Week, that's a huge trip. And when you said that about Ag Week, so Don, you are also a national winner, you said, in 2006. What are the things that stands out to you having done that? Was it the trip to Washington, D.C., or was it something else that you've done through the organization?
Well, for me, I think the main thing that I came away with was the friends that I have made all over the country. There's probably not a state that I can't go to that I can't call someone and say, hey, you want to go to dinner? Or, hey, I'm broke down, I need some help. Or, you know, there's just so many people, and they're good people, and they're like family now. And, you know, my wife and I, we were heavily involved in Farm Bureau. I am now the state New Mexico first vice president. And way back, we won the Achievement Award in New Mexico, and then we participated in the National Farm Bureau Award. And it just, you know, I love my Farm Bureau, but we had our 2 minutes in fame, and that was it. I mean, we never connected with anybody. We got a trip, and that was about the size of it. And here, you're immersed with other people. I mean, we sit, we make these candidates and finalists sit with a different couple every night so that they get to know one another and they start building bonds. And by the time that our conference is over, these people are like best friends. And we've had one of our winners last year, Carl Long from Pennsylvania, he was asked by the folks at Ag Day to speak, and he did a really good job. And then there's some, I got a Snapchat the other day from a couple of people, and they had got together with Carl in Pennsylvania, and Carl's a potato farmer. And Andrew Birchin drove the other day his family to Pennsylvania to hang out with Carl. So that's the thing that to me was, that's what we're all about, is building these bonds. You know, the other thing too, I can call a vegetable grower here in our area and ask questions about problems with, say, onions, for example. Well, it's a trade secret, so everybody holds their cards pretty close. But I can call somebody from California and ask them about my problem, and they'll just about how I possibly fix my problem. So it's a great thing. You know, we all bond and build relationships, and then there's a lot of networking that goes on. We have some roundtable discussions on various topics. And this year, our main focus is going to be renewable energy, not just in the form of fuel, but renewable energy for ourselves, for our souls and our mental behavior. So we're looking forward to that as well. So that's probably one of the biggest takeaways that I have, is the relationships that we've built through the years.
That's awesome.
So This organization is just catching my attention so much with the things that you guys are sharing. And I want to make sure to ask Don, what do you, as national president, what are some of the other duties that you may have besides the conference? And then after that, I got a question for Mary, too.
Well, we do a lot of lobbying. And so we visit with our own legislators. And New Mexico is not an ag-friendly state. And so when we go to D.C. as a group, you know, I can visit with senators and representatives from other states to give them my take as well. And so it opens it up. You know, I can get more things accomplished by talking with those other senators and representatives than I can talking to my own, because we're not an ag-friendly state. And when it comes to, you know, when we went to D.C., we visited with the, I don't know, there was six representatives and senators' offices from different various states that we visited with, and they were very receptive to what we had to say, and we discussed the plan, immigration reform, and several other items that are on the top of my list, as well as those other people, those young folks that we were with, what the concerns about.
So I appreciate so much that you guys are moving all of this forward for people. You are doing everything you can, not just for your state, but nationally on behalf of agriculture. Mary, as you are planning, because you're the award coordinator, do you need judges for this event? Are you looking for people to help? And then the follow-up to that is, when do folks start applying and getting ready? The next upcoming event is already in Des Moines for 2024.
For 2025. It's in Des Moines.
Oh, excuse me, 2025.
We have three of the judges are officers of the OFA organization because they're best suited to determine if these people that they're judging are going to carry the organization on into the future. And then two of the judges are from the outside, such as Extension, such as University, such as maybe someone in Ag Finance. And we usually choose those as local judges. Since we're having the conference here in Des Moines, we have two judges that are, one judge that's from Iowa, and then the other judge is the past president of the NACAA, which is the National Association of County Ag Agents. And I must put in a plug for them. They are very instrumental in getting us nominees and working with us to make sure the semifinalists get their forms filled out. They are boots on the ground. They talk with these farmers. They know these farmers. And so they've done a very good job in securing nominees and consequently then up to semifinalists for us. Now, I would echo what Don Hartman said. I received that same pictures and things from Andrew Burchin going to see Carl Long there in Pennsylvania. And it's funny because my job is to sell this program, and I tell the finalists, you know, what they're going to expect out of this program. They're going to make new friends. They're going to be friends for life. You're going to be able to network. You're going to use their information from other farms to take your farm to the next level. And one finalist said to me, I don't believe you. You know, I keep thinking you're trying to sell me a timeshare or something. And I said, no, that's not the case. I said, wait till you go through this program. That person ended up being a national winner. And they called me a week later after we got back home. And he said, I owe you an apology. This is beyond my wildest dreams. You were right. And he said, I can't believe what this program has already done for me. And I've only been in it just a short period of time. So we have our OFA friends, our outstanding farmer friends who have, if we had not gone through this program, we probably wouldn't be raising seed soybeans to the level that we are on our farm. We have 1,300 acres of seed soybeans. And that was because of a farmer in Ohio who talked with us and explained to us how to go about doing it. We celebrate with our OFA friends. We have four of them coming for the Nebraska-Wisconsin game to our farm. This is what we do. I mean, these are some of our best friends, and it started in 1989.
Oh, this is phenomenal.
Isn't that great?
I am so excited. Yes. So, Mary, for folks who might want to be nominating or learn more about the organization, where can they find that?
On the OF Outstanding Farmers website, it's www.outstandingfarmers.com. There is a nomination form on there. There's some information on what the Outstanding Farmers of America is all about, the history of it, how it started in 1955, how the nominees are, how everyone is judged, the judging criteria. 50% is based on their progress in their ag career. 25% is based on community service. And 25% is also based on conservation work that they've done.
Oh, fantastic. So, Don and Mary, thank you for joining us today. Dean and I really appreciate that. We learned a ton from both of you.
No
thank
doubt.
You.
And before
I do have one thing to
go ahead, Mary.
I do have one thing to ask you. Dean Weishockey, I think I remember you at KLKN out of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Thank you. I worked in Lincoln, Omaha markets for over 20 years. And thank you, Mary. In fact, I was going to say before we close, go Big Red. And they got
thank you. We need it.
They got a new offensive coordinator today. I don't know. They're changing things up. So let's hope that works.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, thanks to you both for joining us. And for those who are listening, please make sure to call us for any questions you have. You can reach us at 701-293-9000, the Red Wing Shoe Line. And additionally, we're going to be back with headlines and weather right after this.
And welcome back to Weather and Ag in Focus. Want to thank everybody for joining us, 1:55 in the afternoon. Let's get a quick recap of the weather here. We're looking at sunshine out there. That's a nice thing to see out there. And temperatures pretty close to seasonal averages this afternoon. Highs right around 42. Winds will switch to the southeast about 10 to 15. Big storm system out in the Rockies is going to kick up our winds starting tonight. As we bottom out only around 30, and those winds will be increasing and gusting over 30. And then as we head into Tuesday, it's going to be a windy, hang on to your hat kind of day with gusts over 40 miles an hour out of the south with highs pretty close to 50. Man, we just cannot find winter, that's for sure. And then a little bit of light rain coming in on first half of the day on Wednesday, less than a quarter of an inch out of that, so not looking at a lot, with highs in the mid to upper 40s and then sunshine and 50s return by the end of the week. Just some incredible weather for this time of the year. And Bridget, do you know what happened? I know you said you had a Veterans Day stat. Does it have to do with weather?
It does not, actually. Okay. But I think it's a beautiful day if you're having an outside ceremony today in honor of Veterans Day.
No doubt. Well, 2 years ago, I mean, it seems like forever, but 2 years ago on this date, we had a massive blizzard that basically shut down the majority of the state, where about 2.5 feet of snow fell out, let's say, from Bismarck up to, close to Minot areas. And then although we only saw about 2 inches or less of snow here in the FM area, we saw over a quarter inch of ice. So, I mean, everything from the valley out west was basically shut down. Just what a difference a couple of years makes. Unbelievable.
Ah, this is so much better right now. And my statistic was the fact that 17% of the U.S. population serves in the military. Of that 17%, 44% of it comes from rural and farm communities. So
how much? What percent from rural?
A lot of folks.
44%. That's
44.
Wow.
That's awesome. We have really supported the military as a farm and rural community over the years. We have lots of students who choose to go into the military, or even those who are older. Yeah.
That's fantastic. I didn't know the stats were that high. That's great.
It is awesome. And so also, because we're celebrating Veterans Day today, midweek on Wednesday, we are going to have one more celebration at the WDAY studio. We'll be saying thank you to all those who helped us with our Here We Grow project this summer. We'll include our farmers from Glendon, Minnesota. So that'll be Trigvi, Parker, and Justin will be in. And we will have a check presentation to Farm Rescue on behalf of our profits that we earned for the day or for the season. And then, even better, we will be giving away our bushel winners. One is getting a rain gauge from Productive Alternatives in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. The other will be getting a grain gauge, and that is going to be coming from IntelliFarms in Castleton. They ever so kindly donated those grain gauges. So as you're hauling your bushels in and your bins start to empty at some point, it's a perfect time to install those grain gauges. So stock up now. Maybe you want to buy those for Christmas gifts for folks who have grain bins on the farm.
That would be a good Christmas gift. No doubt about it. We want to thank everybody for joining us on this Veterans Day. We want to thank all the veterans, too, both past and present, for all the service that you've done. So for Bridget and myself, again, thank you very much for joining us. Don't go anywhere. The Jay Thomas Show is coming up next.